Yo, podcast, how you doing? Happy Tuesday. I hope you've had a nice weekend, man. It was a beautiful weekend. Sunday was beautiful. Friday was beautiful. Saturday was not. Outside, that is. But it's been great, man. Oh, my God. Have you ever read The Power of Now? It's a book by Eckhart Tolle. He's a spiritual leader, one of the most popular in the world. And he's got this book, man. And I'm listening to his audiobook, actually. I don't really read books. I've been listening to audiobooks this year. It's been great. But it's cool because it's actually him reading it, right? It's his voice. And he's just incredibly wise. And wow, it's such a powerful book, man. It's like changing my world. It's actually my favorite book right now. If not ever at this point, I don't know. In my early 20s, like when I was like 20, I think, I read Zen and the Art of Happiness. It's like a 115-page book. And it like totally rocked my world for a while. I was just so happy. I remember I was so happy all the goddamn time, man. It's like one of those books, you know. It's like a spiritual book and really realizing that you are not your mind and that your mind is an instrument. It's a tool that you can – it's a very handy and powerful tool that you use it when you want to analyze something, learn something, recall something, plan for something in the future. But it always wants to talk to you, and it doesn't need to always be talking to you, and you can lay it down, and you have the power to lay it down. You just have to work at it, you know? And when you lay it down, you get this peace of mind, man. It's like the simple state of being. And it all happened when he was 29, and it was crazy because his introduction, he was 29 when this experience happened, and now I'm 29. And he was super depressed, and he was like suicidal, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and he looked out into the night sky. And he thought that was like the end of his life. He's like, he thought this was it. And he just kept thinking like, I can't live with myself. And then it was at that moment, he had a profound realization that who is this I that I can't live with? There's two separate entities going on here. I can't live with myself. I can't live with myself. And it was a powerful realization. And then he like fell to the ground. And he said he you know, he passed out and he woke up with the light just touching his face. And he woke up and he walked all around the streets of London with this profound bliss, looking all around in just a state of deep bliss. And he said it lasted like 2 years. He was like living in park benches and just like, but he was so happy. And his family thought he was insane, but he was like crazy content with being. And then he went on to become a spiritual leader, and he's one of the most popular in the entire world. He has like, you know, million his books have sold just millions of copies, and he's like a super notable spiritual figure for the world. And man, it's so powerful, this shit, dude. I just love hearing him talk, man. Well, I've been running a lot too, and I just like love listening to him. It puts me in a trance, man. The other day I ran, so the longest I had ever run was like 4.5 miles, and I was just listening to him on Friday morning, and it was just beautiful out, and I just like kept going, and I hit 5.5 miles, and I kind of had things to do that day, so I stopped, but I really feel like I definitely could have kept going. Yeah, it was really, really awesome. I just love hearing him talk and all the different ways he tells you about being present in the now and how the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist. The past is just a former now. The future is just a future now. And by realizing when the mind is talking to you, kind of like a bully or kind of like a kid kind of nagging at you, it's always wanting to tell you shit, like give you doubts and all this shit. And the second you can be like, yo, stop talking to me, man. Like, let me just be right now. The second you can catch your mind always doing that, you get more present. And deep presence, by being present long enough without any ego, without any mind, it just gives you a state of joy, love, and peace. And then he goes on to talk about emotions and, you know, how the emotion is the bodily response to emotion is the bodily response to a thought. Emotion is literally Latin for emotiva, which means to disturb. Like a disturbance. That's crazy. It's crazy. Just listen to it. I've been meditating, man. It's fucking amazing, dude. I'm like taking walks, dude. Like looking at nature in a whole new way. It's like, it's really like crazy shit. But yeah, man, that's what this episode's about, man. Because you know why? Because how am I going to tie this back into music, right? It's like helping you with singing and improvising, right? With improvising, when your mind gets in the way, you're like overthinking shit, right? It kills overthinking. Overthinking, or I finally get it, right? Maynard's lyric in Lateralis. Overthinking, overanalyzing separates the body from the mind. Interesting. Withering our intuition, leaving opportunities behind, man. We're overthinking. So much shit in the way. Doesn't need to be there. The mind is a tool. Lay it down, man. You don't need it right now. You're improvising. You know? Just flow. And that goes for anything. Driving, just fucking walking. It's cool. It's really cool. It helps with presence. And that helps with music immensely. I mean, it helps with nerves, performance, just focus, right? Like just presence and writing, clarity of mind. And just kind of depth. Like if you're writing lyrics, it's been, I've been writing down some phrases, man. It's cool. It's cool shit. All right? So check it out. Check out that book, man. I highly recommend it. It's changing up the game for me, man. I started on Thursday. So, you know, we're like, what are we, like 5 days in now? That's it. But I'll talk to you guys on Thursday, and be present, okay? Love you guys. See ya.